Jeremy Bradley here once again, live from Dawson City Music Festival. You know, again, this is our third time here. It's the 40th anniversary of the Big Fest. And one of my highlights last time was the girls' rock band, and Kids Fest is happening right now. You just heard from Julia and her mom. And so we had to come back this time, and we've got Andy here, who's the counselor, the head rock star. No, head rock star. I'm doing this, Andy. This is my show. Head rock star. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Again,
such an inspiring, empowering, give me one word to describe it.
Yeah, voices. It's all about voices. It's about empowering the voices, holding space for the voices, and also just making sure that they get the opportunity to be heard. A lot of these kids come into camp the first day and are so shy, can barely say their own name to introduce themselves. And then by the end of camp, we can't really get the microphone out of their hand. So yeah, it's all about the voices to me.
Mm-hmm. Let's rewind a bit then, how people can get involved in this. Like, where do these girls come from? They're local, from in town? Do people come from far and wide? Like, how does this work?
Well, we do have visiting campers. The majority of them are from Dawson, but we also have, this summer we had two campers from Haynes Junction, we had a camper from Burwash Landing, and we had three campers from Old Crow. Right. So through generous support of the Community Development Fund and Crime Prevention and Victim Service Trust Fund, we actually provide travel funding for some of the campers. We also provide billets when they come here. They get to stay with other campers, and they all apply online mostly. Some are emailing applications, but mostly they're all applying through our website online. It's also where you can apply to work with us or to volunteer with us. You can send us an email. And we also do have a camp starting in Whitehorse in August as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, we see a lot of great talent, a lot of inspiring stories that we hear. Tell me one of the memories that you have of all of the girls that you've met and have gone through the program. Like, just what's one that you just kind of, that was the moment that made it all worthwhile?
Oh, there's so many. You know, today when the two campers that we had from, that were in a band from Old Crow performed, that was a really big success for me. I think that coming from such a small community and coming to Dawson is a really big feat of strength and courage. And to not only like come here for this program, but also to be vulnerable and allow themselves to create and express themselves. It's really powerful to me, and to hear them playing music together, music that they chose and that they worked on. That moment for me was really, really empowering, because I feel it's the first step to a lot of things, you know? First step maybe getting your hands on some electrical equipment on a stage, or getting your hands on an instrument for the first time, playing drums for the first time, whatever it is. It can lead to so many things, right? So these campers could take the same experience and apply that to, you know, going to a different school program than they might have usually applied to, or, you know, going traveling and seeing the world in a different way, or even through their professions, right? So they do get their hands on all of the equipment and learn to set it all up, and they learn all about tech on the first day. So
we might need them for our show later. Then.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, they're pretty handy with it, actually. So they learn all about the tech on the first day. So we might have some engineers on our hands, some techies, who knows, some future like robot creators.
Union jobs is what I'm thinking if they're going to get into the business.
So I think it's skills that they can apply to many different things.
You know what's interesting though, when you were up on the stage earlier and you're talking about just kind of what this does for them, what it instills in them, what it boosts them up to do. You know, we hear a lot about women empowerment or female or young women, girls. And usually that conversation starts because of something bad, right? A scandal or something. This is such a positive way to start that conversation and to put that in them, don't you think? Like, that's really, it's the positive energy when we hear about female empowerment. This is that.
Yeah, it is, but you know, I've often thought, though, that it's not just something that our young girls need, it's something that our young boys need. I would love to see a boys' rock camp. Obviously, I'm not maybe the right person to start that, but I think it's something that all folks need. I think especially girls being growing up and being in an environment with other girls or gender non-conforming youth, being free from kind of like the judgment or the awkwardness of you know, mixed gender situations. I think that I think boys could also use the similar thing. I think it's not even just exclusively about girls. I think it's about holding space for people's emotions, people's feelings, and it's about allowing our children to create something and to say what they want to say and to be what they want to be. So I think it's something that can really be used in a lot of different contexts. Yeah.
And let's give a shout out to your social media pages that you guys have.
Oh my goodness. You know, this year we created a new a role at our camp. Again, thanks to our funders for allowing us to, pay all our staff.
Shout out to the funders again.
So we have the Crime Prevention Victim Trust Fund and Community Development Fund are our big ones. We also get funding from IODE. We get some money from the Dawson City Golf Course. We get a lot of support from DCMF, of course. We get money from Reprise Scholarship. A lot of people
love,
put it there.
Love them. Love
We love the funders. And they thankfully allow us to not only pay our staff, but to also to keep our registration costs at a sliding scale. So campers' families are paying anywhere from $0 to $125. So it's kind of a unique program in the Yukon in that way too, where it reduces that barrier. But as I was saying, being able to pay people is amazing, and being able to pay what we deemed our camp herstorian, Annie, who is taking photos, taking videos, keeping the social media up to date, and working with the campers to create that content. I mean, that was just something that was really amazing to be able to do, to give people an inside look on what our process is like.
So what are we searching for?
You're looking for Instagram at Yukon Girls Rock Camp. You're looking for Yukon Girls Rock Camp on Facebook. Those are our main ones. The Instagram, I think, is especially special because we're putting like videos and little content. And we are working towards making a video, like a longer form video that'll be put online as well.
There's a bunch of music videos coming in the next.
I think the music video. I mean, one of my dreams would be to have an art stream, so we could have during the same week that we're having instruments, we're having a team dedicated to merch, a team dedicated to art, music video, a team dedicated maybe to recording.
Every element.
Because they did learn DIY recording this week, so they are getting their hands on some recording equipment as we speak. They learned DJ skills. So, I mean, these campers are going back to their communities and, you know, with a whole new set of skills. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
And
what
you know what's cool is that in like 5-10 years, we're going to see them on the main stage Saturday night.
Would love it. I would be front row center. I mean, Lana, the founder of Rock Camp and a close friend of mine, we always say that we're also investing in our retirement fund because our plan is to retire and have them run the camp and take over the world, and for us to feel secure in that, you know. Even just doing the show today made me feel a lot better about where the future is going, because the future is these kids, and what these kids are doing is amazing and beautiful.
Yeah, well, Andy, head rock star. Head rock star, I'm doing it. Don't give me that look. I'm doing it. Head rock star, Andy, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
I worked with an amazing team. Head rock star is a sweet gig, but it's also a part of a community.
That a band has everybody, from the sound person to the lighting guy to the janitor.
People.
Everybody's important.
Yeah, and the whole community really came together for this one. So.
Thanks so much, Andy. Awesome job. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much.